Здравствуйте, друзья. У нас Джеки. Джеки наша студентка. И она подрабатывает тем, что как бы обнимает людей, потому что есть люди, которым нужно, чтобы их обнимали. И вот мы сейчас попросим ее рассказать. So what is exactly that profession is about?
Okay, so as a professional cuddler, my goal is to help my clients learn that touch doesn't have to be sexual, mm-hmm. and also get their physical touch needs. A lot of my clients, they may have had a spouse that passed away, they may have a very busy schedule, so they don't have time for a relationship, or maybe they're just stressed and they don't have the opportunity in their regular life to have another human being nearby who they can touch without it being a problem.
So. But what is the rate, actually? So let's say if you do that on hourly basis, so what do you
So the rate is normally $80 an hour, but whatever company that you work through does take a percentage of it. So normally they'll take about 40%. So you're looking at making $40 to $60 per client per hour.
So client pays $80, but mm-hmm. there is an agency which basically employs you
yes.
to service their clients.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's safer that way because the agency runs background checks on uh-huh. the clients. They track them. They have their license.
Uh-huh.
So if anything weird happens to me, there is some traceability to make sure that I'm safe.
So you should have a license for that.
You don't actually need a license, uh-huh. but there are companies that will do a formal / informal training so that you learn how to set boundaries with your clients and to walk them through the process.
But how would people normally get into that line of business?
Well, there are several resources online. So if you just Google professional cuddler.
Would you just spell that word, please, for
okay.
our
cuddler.
Viewers?
So cuddler.
Uh-huh, so, cuddler.
Yes. So it's, you know, spooning people, the things that you would normally do with maybe your girlfriend or boyfriend, just laying on the couch, holding one another, not sexual, but still in contact with another human being, holding them.
Hmm. Interesting. I've never mm-hmm. heard about that kind of way of making money, but does everybody qualify? I mean, in case of a clean background?
So, yeah, so clean background, you have to be very good at stating what your needs are and setting clear boundaries. A big part of the work is helping your clients learn mm-hmm. how to set really good boundaries
mm-hmm.
around physical touch and what they're comfortable with another human being in a non-sexual way.
So it is not probably a good occupation for people who are new to the country, speak no English yet. They can hug someone, but they cannot set boundaries.
It is more difficult to set boundaries if you don't have a good handle on the English language,
mm-hmm.
but you'll find that there are a lot of people who are looking for the service
mm-hmm.
who would appreciate if you speak a second language.
Oh.
I do have some clients who English isn't their first language, but they know enough English that we're able to work with one another with language.
Does it work like... let's say some people are so much excited about you mm-hmm. doing the service, so they mm-hmm. call the agency and say to them, I want Jakey.
Yeah. That does happen. That okay. does happen. There is, you really want to look approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a client, you know, really make sure if you understand what their needs are, and you're able to meet those needs, they will come back as a repeat client. And this is where there are professional guys who do this and also women.
Did it happen to you in that line of occupation,
mm-hmm.
in that occupation, to be kind of, to see some advances, you know?
Yes. So it's natural. I would like to think that I am a pleasant person to look at.
Oh, absolutely.
But, so it's natural for... when you're that close to somebody for them to end up liking you,
mm-hmm.
but that's a part of setting boundaries
mm-hmm.
where they understand that they are a client.
Mm-hmm.
This is a non-sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just the same way if I was a massage therapist, I would mm-hmm. give the person a massage, and when the massage is over, we part ways.
Yeah, pretty much similar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, you want to make living that way,
mm-hmm.
How many hours a day you can actually be employed?
So this depends on whether or not you have a studio or if you're doing it out of your own personal house,
mm-hmm.
or if you are willing to travel to your clients.
Yes.
So there are individuals who I know who have a studio set up somewhere that they don't live for safety purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So they can actually book clients one after another. And as long as they can cuddle a day, they
mm-hmm.
get to set their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm traveling to a client, normally
yes.
I would book no more than two a night, only because traffic is crazy here and
mm-hmm.
I don't want to get stuck going between houses. So.
Okay, but and to you, it's not kind of the main source of income. You're just...
It is not.
Yeah.
But it has been a nice little bonus here and there, one client a week, two clients a week, enough to pay for groceries and
yes.
gas. And
is there anything like experience in that stuff? When you talk to an agency, you might say,
mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for 3 years, I have recommendations or...
Ah, yes. So one of the ways to get experience and get into one of the companies are
yes.
across the world. You can Google this.
Mm-hmm.
They have cuddle parties
mm-hmm.
where in larger cities, normally there'll be a group of people who come together
mm-hmm.
and they discuss cuddling. They get a chance to cuddle with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally a monthly thing, but you get experience, and normally the person who runs that group might have access to a online community. And because you're doing the cuddle parties,
uh-huh.
they'll let you in as a professional cuddler.
I've seen a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was Union Square in downtown San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Group of people, and there was a sign stating free hug.
Ah.
Okay,
so
no money.
Lovely.
Yeah, like 10, 12 people, and whoever
mm-hmm.
Passes by, so they would give you a free hug.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be considered as a part-time experience?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love free hugs. I'll take them all the time. Hopefully I know the person who's giving me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a part of learning how to set boundaries, where even before giving hugs,
yeah.
you give permission. So by giving out free hugs, they
yeah.
already gave people permission to touch them. So.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that some people do not look like you want to hug them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, and you just never know what's going on in their life. Maybe they just,
yeah.
they're having a bad day and they really do actually need a hug.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so thank you very much, Jackie. I really hope you're going to get a good job. And I think
oh, yeah.
I think that experience in hugging people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and making them comfortable, whatever, will actually help when you go to an interview.
Oh yeah,
not by hugging the interviewers, but
maybe that's my
just,
secret.
Yeah, but because of the shine, you know, inner shine you have.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you very much.